الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله هيا نصلي الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله هيا نصلي هيا نصلي هيا نصلي هيا قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله.
دوسری صف میں جگہ ہے پہلے اس کو پر کر لیں. سمیع اللہ لمن حمیدہ. سمیع اللہ لمن حمیدہ. سمیع اللہ لمن حمیدہ.
الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. الله الله استغفر
الحمد لله العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين نبينا وحبيبنا محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم. اللهم لك الحمد ولك الشكر يا الله. اللهم إنا نسألك العفو والعافية في الدنيا والآخرة. اللهم إنا نسألك الهدى والتقى والعفاف والغنى. اللهم اكفنا بحلالك عن حرامك وأغننا بفضلك عمن سواك. اللهم اجعل القرآن ربيع قلوبنا يا الله يا حي يا قيوم يا الله يا الله. قرآن كفاك يا الله هم سبق تعلق بهد مضبوط فرما يا الله. قرآن پاک کی یا اللہ روزانہ تلاوت کی توفیق عطا فرما دے. قرآن پاک پر عمل کرنے والا بنا دے یا الله يا حي يا قيوم يا الله. جو شیخ اتنے دور سے تشریف لائیں یا الله ان کی عمر میں برکت نصیب فرما دے یا الله. یا الله من قرآن اهل قرآن کے ساتھ محبت نصیب فرما دے. وصلی اللہ تعالی علی خیر خلقه محمد و آله و صحبه اجمعین. الحمدللہ جیسا کہ اعلان کیا گیا تھا ہمارے مہمان شیخ قاری احمد نعینہ صاحب تشریف لا چکے ہیں. اس لیے گزارش ہے کہ ابھی بھی جو حضرات اور اسی طرح سے جو بہنیں بس سے تشریف نہیں لائیں تو وہ ابھی مسجد میں تشریف لائے ہیں، انشاءاللہ تعالیٰ پروگرام کا بھی آغاز ہوا ہی جاتا ہے.
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. جزاک اللہ. آگے تشریف لیں، اوپر بھی بچوں کو بٹھا دیں. شیخ اشرف ماشاء اللہ، بہت سارے بھائی ہیں ماشاء اللہ، تو پھر یگسٹرز آ گیا. می اللہ سبحانہ تعالیٰ ریورڈ یو آل اینڈ اور سسٹرز اینڈ دی ٹیم آف زکریہ مسجد. وی ہیو بین ورکنگ الحمد للہ سنس مارننگ. می اللہ سبحانہ تعالیٰ ریورڈ آل آف یو. سے آمین. ناؤ وداؤٹ اینی فردر ڈیلے آئی وڈ لائک ٹو ریکویسٹ آور ریسپیکٹڈ مولانا قاری ولی صاحب ٹو کم فارورڈ اینڈ ہی از گوئنگ ٹو یعنی ٹیک کیئر آف دس پروگرام ان شاء اللہ. اینڈ شیخ نبیل ان شاء اللہ تعالیٰ. جزاک اللہ. دس مائک از فور قاری صاحب از گوئنگ ٹو کیپ دس ان شاء اللہ تعالیٰ اینڈ دس ون فور دی یعنی برادر شہزاد. جزاک اللہ خیر.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم. اما بعد، رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي امري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي. ربي يسر ولا تعسر وتمم بالخير بك نستغيث بك نستعين. Respected brothers and elders, first and foremost, and have scholars and ulamas and qurras, first and foremost, it's a great opportunity for us and it's a privilege and honor to be here. And for that we have to say Alhamdulillah, and we should say Alhamdulillah, because really it's not in our style to go into too much in depth of introduction. But as you majority will you know that Dr. Nuaina Sahib is from the golden era of Quran reciters, who has recited among the Qurras like Sheikh Abdul Basit rahimahullah ta'ala, Mustafa Ismail Qari al-Qurra, and Siddiq al-Minshawi rahimahullah ta'ala, among these great legends within the Qurra and the Qiraat departments. So a scholar like him, a sheikh like him, a Quran reciter like him is amongst us right now. It's truly it's not an honor. Because Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says in the hadith, إن الله يرفع بهذا القرآن أقوام. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala elevates the ranks of people through this Quran. And we want to be here, we want to be among these people, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also raises our ranks. And talking of ranks, Sheikh has traveled many countries. When I say many, over 100 countries across the globe. over 100 countries across the globe. So truly we are honored, and I'm not going to go too much into this anymore because our akabis, our elders, don't like too much introduction. So I'm going to rectify in that. But most importantly, my brothers and respected elders, when we are sitting in a gathering like that, we need to understand the malaika gather, they surround these gatherings, number one. The sakina and rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is descended. And number two, while we are in the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we should make the intention and niyyah of learning something, listening to learning something, and listening to Quran, and most importantly, the niyyah of the intention, the niyyah of nafal i'tikaf. So nawaitu sunnat al-i'tikaf ma dumtu fihi. As long as I'm here, I am making the intention of doing nafal i'tikaf. That's the first thing. Second thing, when the Quran is recited, we have to be silent and listen attentively. It's a Quran and Shari'i ruling. So therefore, please put your phone on silence, and preferably and ideally turn the mobile phone off. And number three, we should gather and sit down together, leaving no gaps, nothing behind. Because we learn from the etiquette of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Jibreel alayhi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when the learning and teaching took place, what did they do? They sat down in a tashahud position. When Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Jibreel alayhi wa sallam was discussing Islam, what happened? Jibreel alayhi wa sallam put his knees to the knees of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So I request every single brothers to come forward, leaving no spaces empty at all. Please fill up and sit in a learning mode. Jazakumullahu khairan. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala first and foremost accept your attendance here. Second of all, let's make the intention again of nafal i'tikaf. And thirdly, we will request the Shaykh to enlighten the gathering with Quran recitation and some advice and guidance for all their students. There are many students here, alhamdulillah. I see ulamas are here, huffaz are here, and therefore I'm going to pass over the mic to Shaykh to continue. Mufti Nabil Radha Shah.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد فجزاكم الله خير. I'd like to thank everyone, all the brothers and sisters, for attending this auspicious gathering this evening here tonight. Alhamdulillah, may Allah Azza wa Jal accept everyone's coming and getting together for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal and to listen to the Quran Kareem. Without any further ado, I would like to call Brother Shahzad from Salam Charity, and he will start with the appeal for Gaza, for our brothers and sisters who are suffering in Palestine. So please support this cause, and inshallah we will then carry on with our Quran night evening. Jazakumullah khair.
Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen, wa laakibatu lil muttaqeen, wa salatu salamu ala rasulihil kareem, wa nahnu ala thalika min ash-shahideen wa shakirin, alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Respect to the ulama, my brothers in Islam, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. My name is Shahzad, as Muftab very kindly introduced me, and I'm here on behalf of Salam Charity. Everybody in this gathering right now, I don't need to further articulate any further what's happening in Gaza. Everybody knows. Everybody has a mobile phone, and you can all protect your mental health like me by just scrolling up and going to the next video, and you'll be absolutely fine. But for them, it's a reality. I just want to say one thing, and I don't know what more further I can say apart from whilst we are sat here right now in this gathering, as we're speaking right now, there are people from the Ummah of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam dying of starvation. Right now, इस वक्त जब मैं बात कर रहा हूँ आपसे, इसी वक्त गाज़ा में लोग मर रहे हैं, and they're dying of starvation. They're dying of starvation. Okay, you know, by trade, my day-to-day job, I'm a journalist. I've been a journalist for the last 12 years, and because of my job, I've been communicating with people from Gaza for the last 2 years. Every day. So I get their voice from WhatsApp, and I connect them onto the radio, and we hear their stories. I don't know if you know, but a little while back now, there was a documentary on iPlayer, and it was focusing on this girl called Aya. Young girl, maybe 16 years old, and the sister who was looking after her camp, her name was Aisha Batul. I spoke to Aisha, and I said to her, can you send me some voice notes? Can we get you on the radio? And one day I just said to her, sister, just explain to me, what's it like there? Is waqt udhar ka mahol kaisa hai? I know what the mahol is, but I said, well, tell me. And you know what she said to me? She said to me, Alhamdulillah, brother, everything's absolutely fine. Everything's absolutely fine. But I just want to tell you what the situation there is. If I can get everybody's attention, you'll be graced with the Shaykh, inshallah, very shortly, but I need everybody's attention for a few minutes. She said to me something that harrows me till today. Till today, I can't sleep at night because of this. She said that what they do is they get grass. They get grass, they mix it with boiling water, they stir it, and they refer to that as soup. They're drinking soup made out of grass. They mix namak, they mix grass with boiling water, they stir it, and little children this age, are queuing up. When they get to the bottom of the queue, or the end of the queue, they ask what is there to eat, and they are served a soup which is made out of grass. That's what they're eating. I have a friend who said that his cousin in Gaza was filming his own children, and you know what the children were doing? The children were eating leaves and dust. This is their meal. We hear stories from the blessed seerah of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that he used to carry stones and rocks across his blessed body because of the pangs of hunger. And they did those sacrifices because this ummah can flourish. But this ummah right now in 2025 is dying of starvation. Honestly, I cannot further articulate to you the situation there. You know, he said to me, this friend of mine, his name is Muzammil, he said to me that the children ask their parents, isn't it better to die? Maut isse better nahi hai? That's what they're asking their parents. Because at least we will be free from this pain. And this mushkilat, it's the most dire situation in the world. And we as the ummah of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam need to come together for the sake of Allah. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has likened this ummah to a human body. At night when even your little finger hurts, you struggle to sleep, me included. But we're all very comfortably sleeping knowing that people from the ummah of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam are dying of starvation as we speak. You know, kids there are suffering through malnutrition. You know, the UN yesterday or the day before have said that this is the worst state of famine that they have seen in recent history. In 2025, it's the worst state of famine they have seen in recent history. No baby formula. And you know, the mothers who have given birth, I speak here with Haya, the mothers who have given birth to their children, they can't feed their children in the natural way because there's no nutrition going into them. So what are they going to feed the children? He said to me, my friend was up and he said that you know, there's no flesh left. There's nothing left. It's just bones on them. Little children, bones. I have a friend who I was communicating with, Muhammad Al-Habli. He's a medical student at the famous, you must have heard in the news, Al-Shifa Hospital. The one that was blown up. You know what he said to me? So I was messaging him every day. 2 days he didn't reply to me. I said, why is this guy not replying? I was getting a bit annoyed because I was supposed to get him onto the radio. He replies back to me 3, 4, 5 days later. And he says to me, brother, assalamu alaikum, I'm sorry I didn't get to reply to you. I said, Muhammad, where have you been? I was supposed to get you on the radio. It was one tick on WhatsApp. And when he replied, it was two ticks. He said to me, I'm very sorry. Firstly, brother Shahzad, tell me how your son is. I said, my son is fine. He's just had a little bit of a cold, zukham, as we call it in Urdu. I said, but he's in Gaza. He's in a war. Well, not even a war, a genocide. And he's asking me, how is your son? This is the himmah of these people. I said to him, my son is fine, but why were you not replying, Muhammad? Do you know what he said to me? He said, I'm really sorry, but I lost both of my parents. They were bombarded. In one instant, both of his parents wiped off. What would that do to you mentally? Your mother and your father, in one incident, gone. And you know what he said to me? He said to me that I don't get too upset, because I have a yakin that I will be reunited with them in Jannah. You know, for an entire truck of water, basically, there's a blockade constantly in Gaza. They constantly keep stopping aid from getting in. Constantly. But every few days, so about 7 or 8 days ago, or up to 10 days ago, there was a few hundred trucks that were allowed in. Salam Charity were working with these trucks on the ground there. For an entire truck of water, for over 60 meals, for baby formula to go in, it costs £1,000. We've come here with great hope today. To Scotland. We've been to two other masjids in Scotland and they've not let us down. My brothers, we have to stand. And you know, I have no shame in standing here. Because I'm not asking for myself. I'm asking for the people from the Ummah of the Messenger of Allah that we all belong to. We all belong to. And he, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, has made dua for these people. And we think they need us, but we need them. This one amal may be the means of our salvation on the day of Yawmul Qiyamah. Which one brother can raise their hand for £1,000 today? Four friends come together, £250 each. Raise your hand, do not fear poverty. The only thing that will be stopping you is that somebody in your mind, and that shaitan, telling you, I can't give, the bills have gone up, the akhrajat are so high, I've got this rent to pay, this mortgage to pay, whatever. The only thing stopping you is shaitan. I'm telling you, the only thing stopping you. Because who is your provider? Who is your sustainer? Who is your cherisher? It is Allah. Allah is the one that puts food on your table. So Allah will help facilitate this. Who can raise their hands today for £1,000? We've come here with great hope, my brothers. Great hope. My brother Firas has stood there. He's ready to speak to you. If you have any questions about where your money will go and it's your right, then please ask. But can we make some? Can we have some himmah today? Wallahi al-Azim, these people are dying. They are starving to death as we speak. I know some of you are thinking about giving, you want to give, but there's something stopping you. Defeat shaitan today. Defeat shaitan. Which one brother can raise their hands for the sake of Allah for £1,000? For an entire truck of water, clean water. They're drinking muddy water and they're dying. We have a brother. Takbir! Let's give some himmah. Takbir! Uncle, I've been watching you from the start. Allah bless you. Allah give you the companionship of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Jannah, inshaAllah. Sorry? There's a sister as well? Yes? Oh, the sister's here as well. The sisters, my appeal is to you as well. Usually when we go to gatherings, it is the sisters who are always giving. Always giving. They are the most kind when they're giving. Who else can raise their hand? I just have a question. Do you think this uncle who has given today, is he going to wake up tomorrow and going to be poor? I'm asking genuinely. We have an uncle here. Takbir! Takbir! Wallahi al-Azim, the people of Gaza are dying as we speak. If you've seen the videos that I have seen, I'm sorry I'm getting emotional, but honestly, it messes with your mental health. You can't sleep at night, you're watching children dying. They're eating soil, they're eating leaves. They're eating leaves. Please, for the sake of Allah, come forward. Please, for the sake of Allah, come forward. Is there anybody else that can raise their hands today? For the sake of Allah. For the sake of the Ummah of the Messenger of Allah. For the sake of the means of our salvation on the day of Yawmul Qiyamah. Is there anybody else that can raise their hands for £1,000? Is there anybody else? I will very shortly, I will reduce the ask. Jazakallah khairan. Allah bless your family. Give you the companionship of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Jannah. There is no greater dua than that. Imagine being in the company with the best of mankind, alayhi salatu wasalam. A lot of these children are orphans. They're yateen. They have nobody, they have Allah as their razik. But we as the Ummah of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam have a responsibility. You know, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam famously once said, Al-yadul ulya khayrun min al-yadis sufla. The upper giving hand, this hand is greater than the hand that takes. Everyone in this room, in some capacity, is the upper giving hand. I want to ask again, do you think this uncle tomorrow will wake up and he'll be poor? Or will he have blessings beyond his comprehension? Blessings that he cannot fathom? Is there anybody else that can raise their hands? I'm going to reduce my ask. Who can raise their hands for £500? There must be one brother. There must be two brothers. We have uncle here. Takbir! Firas, uncle here. In the shulwar, this one. Is there anybody else that can raise their hands for £500? Two brothers together, it's £250 each. What is that in the grand scheme of things? You go out for a meal with your friends, with your family, you spend £200-£300 like it's nothing. But this is a life-changing amount. A life-changing amount, my brothers. I know that you don't want me to go on for too long. I know we are here to hear the beloved Honourable Qari. But ultimately, this is as important, if not more important. Because these are the lessons from the Qur'an. You know, in Surah Baqarah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala refers to this as a loan. Imagine if I took a loan from the beloved Shaykh here. He will get a repayment of that loan. But imagine the loan that you give to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What will be the repayment? It will be a repayment that you cannot fathom in this dunya and in the akhirah. The only time the companions would compete with each other is when they would compete each other with for good deeds, for the akhirah, not for dunyawi things. Compete with one another in this gathering for the sake of Allah, for the sake of the Ummah, the Messenger of Allah. Is there anybody that can raise their hands for 250, for £500? I will further reduce my ask. Is there anybody that can raise their hands for £250? There must be a few brothers here. Don't fear poverty. Don't fear your bills. Don't fear your... Imagine the situation you're in. What situation are the people of Gaza in? You know, just the other day I was reading a narration of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that he asked the companions to give in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And on one occasion, Sayyidina Uthman, the individual who always gave, Dhun-Nurayn, the beholder of the two lights, he'd married two of the daughters of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the third Khalifa of the Muslims as we know him, the one who is known for his haya, the one who is known for his beauty. He kept raising his hands. He put some money in the blessed lap of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was almost smiling and playing with the coins in his blessed lap. Guess what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said? He said, "Ma darra Uthman ma amala ba'd al-yawm." After this day, no sin can do anything to Uthman. Aaj ke baad guna Uthman ka kuch kar hi nahi sakta. Imagine that. Why? Because he came in the way of Allah and the way of the mission of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Who can raise their hands? I have a few minutes left. £250. We should have at least a brother here that can raise his hands for £250. Is there one brother that can raise their hand? Or from the sisters, if you could communicate with the ulama that sat here, whose wives are there, if you could say something in their ear, and inshallah can give for the sake of Allah. I will further reduce my ask. Is there anybody who can raise their hands for £100 for children who are literally dying of starvation in Gaza right now? For £100, I'm even looking to the younger, to the shabab, because they can give £100. Two friends together, £50 each. We have two brothers there. Takbir! Takbir! Wallahi al-azim, these people are literally, as we speak, dying of starvation in the hope that Allah will facilitate somebody from the Ummah, the Messenger of Allah, to give. Is there anybody else? Should I ask the two brothers there? Dr. Saab and the other brother there. Is there anybody else that can give today for £100? Is there anybody that can raise their hands for £100 for the sake of the Ummah, the Messenger of Allah? My brothers, don't leave this gathering today without giving. We're going to be there at the back. Take a moment to come and give something for the sake of Allah. Please, for the sake of Allah, give something. Whatever you can give, give something. And if your children are with you, should be as a means of encouragement to them. Because they will see that my father gave in the way of Allah, my father gave for the people of Gaza. When they grow up, they will be from the people who give, inshallah. If I've taken too long, if I've overstepped the mark, forgive me for the sake of Allah as your brother. Jazakumullah khair. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Jazakallah to Sheikh and the brothers for making this heartwarming appeal. What I will say to everybody is, as you know from the Quran, مَثَلُ الَّذِينَ يُنْفِقُونَ أَمْوَالَهُمْ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ كَمَثَلِ حَبَّةٍ أَنْبَتَتْ سَبْعَ سَنَابِلَ فِي كُلِّ سُنْبَلَةٍ مِئَةُ حَبَّةٍ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in Surah Baqarah that when you give in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, your wealth is increased. And he gives the example of the corn, and he gives seven lines, and from seven lines is more coins are formed. So my brothers, respected the elders and mothers, our heartfelt appeal to you is whatever you can afford, without looking and counting your money, give whatever you can. Alhamdulillah, we live in an era now, before you say anything, anybody mention something, immediately we are online and Googling. So you can do you can spend and donate through the Salam charity as well. And you could also pay afterwards as well. So it's not only right now that you have to pay. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, وقال الرسول يا رب إن قوم اتخذوا هذا القرآن مهجورا. The Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would say, oh Lord, indeed my people took this Quran as something abandoned. So my brothers, my respected elders, why am I mentioning this? If you look into our lives these days, we are far away from the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, number one. And what is today's date? Today is Rabiul Awwal. First of Rabiul Awwal. And traditionally in our community, what happens, we do a lot of celebration in remembrance of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's birth in order to ignite some love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in our hearts. So we have seerah conferences, Naat u Nasheed, Naat programs, seerah programs, Nasheed program, etc., etc. So what happens, and the reason for that is Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the hadith, لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى أكون أحب إليه من والدي وولده والناس أجمعين. It's because none of you can be a true believer until Rasulullah saying that I become more beloved to you than my parents, than min walidihi waladihi wal nas ajma'in, from the parents and the children and the entire human being. And the muhaddithun, they say muhabbat is the word love is described in many forms, different names are given. One of them is hubb tabi'i, the biological love for your parents. Then hubb jamal, hubb kamal, hubb khulqi, the beauty, the jamal, and the achievement of something because of that. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when it comes to beauty, when it comes to khulq, when it comes to his achievement, when it comes to your own achievement, when it comes to your family achievement, when it comes to anything that you love something, the people that we love and we take as our role model, for example, the celebrities, the football stars, etc., etc., the love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has to be more than that. Our love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has to be more than the hubb tabi'i, the biological love, unconditional love for our parents. So when you have that love in our heart, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is telling us, giving us the khushkhabri, that you will become a true and kamil believer. So my brothers, why am I saying that? One of the greatest activity of being a Muslim is to read Quran. Because every letter, every word, every harf, every sentence that we pray, whether you touch the Quran, whether you look at the Quran, whether you see the Quran, whether you kiss the Quran, everything to do with Quran is a ba'is as-sawab. It's a means of elevation and forgiveness of guna. It's a means of achieving thawab, closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Quran is shifa'un linnas. You become the shafi', someone that will, something that will intercede for you in the akhirah, including in the barzakh, alam barzakh, until you enter Jannah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is telling us, khayrukum man ta'allama al-Qur'an wa 'allama. Best of you is the person who is learning the Quran or teaches the Quran. Yes, the Quran is kalamullah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's word, dawam, perpetual, just like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he has no beginning, no ending. He is zahir batin, he is the most powerful, he is the most omnipotent, he is the omnipotent Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. His kalam was revealed to number one creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to Muhammad Mustafa, Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, through number one angel of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Jibreel alayhi wa sallam. When you start learning, when you start teaching, when you start venerating, just like the Bishri Hafi rahimahullah ta'ala, there is a narration, there is a Bishri Hafi who was nanga feet. What did he do? He looked after a word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah turned him into a sane person. So when you take care of Quran, when you love the Quran, when you become part of the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will also make you number one. Whether you consider yourself to be a scumbag or low class people, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not leave you there when you have true attachment with the Quran. When you have true attachment with the Quran, what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala do? Will make you khayrukum man ta'allama al-Qur'ana wa 'allama. So my brothers, respected elders, if you truly love Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you will have connection with the sunnah,
You'll have connection with his lifestyle, and you'll have connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's true kalam. The undisputed words, the best literary word in the creation of mankind. Nothing compares to Quran. People have tried to find fault. No one has been able to find fault. No one will ever be able to do so. And right now we have a live example here, alhamdulillah, Sheikh Nu'ayna from Egypt, who has recited the Quran among the highest elevated Qurras. So we, my brothers, my respected elders, why am I saying this? Rabiul Awwal, we claim to love Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What did Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam love? Quran. He loved Quran. So we have to bring Quran into our life. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also says, I have left two things, Quran and Sunnah. As long as you stick close to that, and as long as you make them part of you, you will never be misguided. It's not time for bayan and lecture. What I'm going to do, I'm going to invite Hafiz Ayyub, Mufti Nabil Sahib's son, to come forward and to do some recitation of Quran.
يوقد من شجرة مباركة زيتونة لا شرقية ولا غربية يكاد زيتها يضيء ولو لم تمسسه نار نور على نور يهدي الله يشاء ويضرب الله الأمثال للناس والله بكل شيء عليم في بيوت أذن الله أن ترفع ويذكر فيها اسمه يسبح له فيها بالغدو والآصال رجال لا تلهيهم تجارة ولا بيع عن ذكر الله وإقام الصلاة وإيتاء الزكاة يخافون يوما تتقلب فيه القلوب والأبصار ليجزيهم الله أحسن ما عملوا ويزيدهم من فضله والله يرزق من يشاء بغير حساب صدق الله العظيم.
سبحان الله سبحان الله. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make him a better qurra, better qari. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala elevate his rank. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept him to be well-renowned qari. I will just revert, you know, we often quote this sentence, like father, like son. I think it's completely bara'aksi, like son, like father. I remember Sheikh Nabil Sahib reciting Quran and leading salah in the central mosque in Glasgow. I was looking forward to each time I would go there. And today, alhamdulillah, we have the honor again for Mr. Nabil Sahib here, who is the current Imam of AMIC, Aberdeen Masjid. Alhamdulillah, he's also had the honor, as every single one of you had the clips, he led Salah in Bayt al-Maqdis, Masjid al-Aqsa. It's a great honor. Subhanallah, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala elevate his rank, his family's rank, his children's rank. And his Quran recitation is also available in YouTube as well. MashaAllah. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept them. And I'm going to ask Mufti Nabil Sahib to come forward and
light in the majlis.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله ولتنظر نفس ما قدمت لغد واتقوا الله إن الله خبير بما تعملون. ولا تكونوا كالذين نسوا الله فأنساهم أنفسهم أولئك هم الفاسقون. لا يستوي أصحاب النار وأصحاب الجنة، أصحاب الجنة هم الفائزون. لو أنزلنا هذا القرآن على جبل لرأيته خاشعا متصدعا من خشية الله، وتلك الأمثال نضربها للناس لعلهم يتفكرون. هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو، عالم الغيب والشهادة، هو الرحمن الرحيم. هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو، الملك القدوس القدوس السلام المؤمن المهيمن العزيز الجبار المتكبر. سبحان الله عما يشركون. هو الله الخالق البارئ المصور له الأسماء الحسنى، يسبح له ما في السماوات والأرض، يسبح له ما في السماوات والأرض، وهو العزيز الحكيم. صدق الله العظيم.
MashaAllah, this was truly beautiful and amazing, and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to do more izafa, to increase his ranks in this world and in the hereafter with Dharain. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bring barakah in his rizq, in his amal, in his recitation, in his life. And without any further delay, I'm going to request Sheikh to start the program.
بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الأبرار يشربون من كأس كان مزاجها كافورا. إن الأبرار يشربون من كأس كان مزاجها كافورا. عينا يشرب بها عباد يوفون بالنذر ويخافون يوما كان شره مستطيرا. ويطعمون الطعام على حبه مسكينا ويتيما وأسيرا. إنما نطعمكم لوجه الله لا نريد منكم جزاء ولا شكورا. إنا نخاف من ربنا يوما عبوسا قمطريرا فوقاهم الله شر ذلك اليوم ولقاهم نضرة وسرورا. وجزاهم بما صبروا جنة وحريرا. متكئين فيها على الأرائك متكئين فيها على الأرائك متكئين فيها على الأرائك متكين فيها على الأرائك لا يرون فيها شمسا ولا زمهريرا ودانية عليهم ظلالها وذللت قطوفها تذليلا ويطاف عليهم بآنية من فضة متكين فيها على الأرائك لا يرون فيها شمسا ولا زمهريرا ودانية عليهم ظلالها وذللت قطوفها تذليلا ويطاف عليهم بآنية من فضة ويطاف عليهم بآنية من فضة وأكواب كانت قواريرا قواريرا من فضة قدروها تقديرا ويسقون فيها كأسا كان مزاجها زنجبيلا عينا فيها تسمى سلسبيلا ويطوف عليهم ولدان مخلدون ويسقون فيها كأسا كان مزاجها زنجبيلا عينا فيها تسمى ثم سلسبيلا. ويطوف عليهم ولدان مخلدون إذا رأيتهم حسبتهم لؤلؤا منثورا. وإذا رأيت ثم رأيت نعيما وملكا كبيرا. ويطوف عليهم ولدان مخلدون ولدان مخلدون. ويطوف عليهم ولدان مخلدون ولدان مخلدون إذا رأيتهم حسبتهم لؤلؤا منثورا. وإذا رأيت ثم رأيت نعيما وملكا كبيرا. عليهم ثياب سندس خضر عليهم ثياب سندس خضر عليهم ثياب سندس خضر واستبرق وحلوا أساور من فضة وسقاهم ربهم ربهم شرابا طهورا. إن
إن هذا كان لكم جزاء وكان سعيكم مشكورا عاليهم ثياب سندس خضر سقاهم ربهم شرابا طهورا إن هذا كان لكم جزاء سعيكم مشكورا نزلنا عليك القرآن تنزيلا فاصبر لحكم ربك إنا نحن نزلنا عليك القرآن تنزيلا فاصبر لحكم ربك ولا تطع منهم آثما أو كفورا واذكر اسم ربك بكرة وأصيلا ومن الليل فاسجد له وسبحه ليلا طويلا إن هؤلاء يحبون العاجلة ويذرون وراءهم يوما ثقيلا نحن خلقناهم وشددنا أسرهم وإذا شئنا بدلنا أمثالهم تبديلا إن هذه تذكرة إن هذه تذكرة إن هذه تذكرة إن هذه تذكرة فمن شاء اتخذ إلى ربه سبيلا فمن شاء اتخذ إلى ربه سبيلا وما تشاءون إلا أن يشاء إن الله كان عليما حكيما يدخل من يشاء في رحمته والظالمين أعد لهم عذابا أليما والظالمين أعد لهم عذابا أليما الله أكبر بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والضحى والليل إذا سجى الله أكبر بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والضحى والليل إذا سجى ما ودعك ربك وما قلى وللآخرة خير لك من الأولى ولسوف يعطيك ربك فترضى ألم يجدك يتيما فآوى ووجدك ضالا فهدى ووجدك عائلا فأغنى الله أكبر بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والضحى والليل إذا سجى ما ودعك ربك وما قلى والضحى والليل إذا سجى ما ودعك ربك وما قلى وللآخرة خير لك من الأولى ولسوف يعطيك ربك فترضى ألم يجدك يتيما فآوى ووجدك ضالا فهدى ووجدك إلى فأغنى فأما اليتيم فلا تقهر وأما السائل فلا تنهر وأما بنعمة ربك فحدث ألم نشرح لك صدرك ووضعنا عنك وزرك الذي أنقض ظهرك ورفعنا لك ذكرك فإن مع العسر يسرا إن مع العسر يسرا فإذا فرغت فانصب وإلى ربك فارغب الله أكبر بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل يا أيها الكافرون لا أعبد ما تعبدون قل يا أيها الكافرون لا أعبد ما تعبدون ولا أنتم عابدون ما أعبد ولا أنا عابد ما عبدتم ولا أنتم عابدون ما أعبد لكم دينكم ولي ديني
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل هو الله أحد، الله الصمد، لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد، لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد، لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد، لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. صدق الله العظيم. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم، وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم، واغفر لنا وارحمنا وأنت الغفور الرحيم. ربنا فاغفر لنا ذنوبنا وكفر عنا سيئاتنا وتوفنا مع الأبرار. ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا أو أخطأنا. ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إصرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا. ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به، واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا، أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، وسلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. الفاتحة.
شیخ کہہ رہے ہیں کہ بوسہ نہیں لینا سر کا، بس صرف جو ہے آپ مصافحہ کر سکتے ہیں. جس شیخ ہینڈ پلیز ڈو ناٹ کس فور ہیڈ. جزاکم اللہ. اور باقی تمام حضرات جو ہے تشریف رکھیں، انشاءاللہ کھانا تیار ہے، کھانا کھا کے جانا ہے. آل دی ویز آر ریکویسٹڈ پلیز اسٹے بیہائنڈ ناؤ. انشاءاللہ دی فوڈ از ریڈی انشاءاللہ تعالی. سو آفٹر اسٹے آفٹر مغرب صلاۃ انشاءاللہ فوڈ ول بی سروڈ انشاءاللہ تعالی. All the brothers are requested to please stay behind for Maghrib Salah and have food with us. Jazakumullah.
Assalamu alaikum brothers. On your way out, there's a stroll there, inshallah. please, please give generously, inshallah, on your way out. Try not to leave this gathering without giving something in the way of Allah. You've listened to the beautiful recitation of the Quran by Sheikh Qari Nu'aina, but please do not leave this gathering without giving something for the sake of Allah. Jazakumullah khair. Assalamu alaikum.
Thank you.
Achha, all the brothers are requested to please sit now, inshallah. Sab baith jayein, jazakumullah. All the brothers are requested, please maintain silence in the masjid, in the house of Allah Ta'ala. And all the brothers are requested to sit, please. It's adhan time. Jazakumullah, adhan time, please. All the brothers are requested to sit, please. Sit in the rows. Baith jayein, jazakumullah. Baith jayein, safo ke andar baith jayein. Even upstairs, please sit in the rows. Mufti Nabil Sahib will call the adhan. Piche rakh dega. Jazakumullah. Baith jayein. Achha, dusri baat ye hai ke Jazakumullah. Baithe tashreef rakhein. Ji. Jazakumullah. Please masjid ke andar bilkul khamoshi ikhtiyar kare. Ek do announcement kar lo main. All the brothers are requested to sit, please. Jazakumullah. Please sit. اوپر بھی سب بیٹھ جائیں خواتین سے گزارش کر کے بیٹھ جائیں جزاکم اللہ اچھا ایسا ہے کہ صبح سے جو ٹیم ہے وہ صبح سے لگی ہوئے ہیں 10 بجے سے اور ماشاءاللہ انہوں نے آپ کے لیے چاول بیٹھے پلیز جس کی بھی 2 منٹس انشاءاللہ صبح سے ماشاءاللہ 10 بجے سے لگے ہوئے ہیں بلکہ کل سے جو ہے بھائی ساجد صاحب لگے ہوئے ہیں اور انہوں نے آپ کے لیے سالن ماشاءاللہ حلیم سب کے لیے بنائی ہے اور نان جو ہے قاری ماجد صاحب نے باقی سب حضرات نے ماشاءاللہ اس کے اندر حصہ ڈالا ہے اب جو ہے بہت سارے بھائی جو ہیں وہ چلے گئے ہیں یہ کھانا ضائع جائے گا تو اس وجہ سے سب سے گزارش ہے کہ آپ نے کھائے بغیر نہیں جانا نماز کے بعد all the brothers are requested to please remain behind after Maghrib Salah and have food because we have alhamdulillah spent a lot of time preparing food halim for you alhamdulillah rice naan everything so all the brothers are requested to please stay behind after Salah have your food and listen to Dr. Fahim Saab's a few naans nasheeds and then inshallah taala you know have food and then leave inshallah taala theek hai ye Allah taala ne hame bahut bada mauka ata farmaya hai ke dekhen عالم اسلام کی بہت بڑی شخصیت ماشاءاللہ قرات کے اندر اور ان کی عمر بھی 70 کے قریب ہے لیکن انہوں نے اپنے آپ کو ماشاءاللہ ہیلتھی رکھا ہے فٹ رکھا ہے اور الحمدللہ دیکھیے شیخ نے آپ کے سامنے قرآن پاک کی تلاوت کی ہے تو ایمان بڑا ہے نا ایمان بڑا ہے تو انشاءاللہ تعالی ابھی مفتی نبیل صاحب جو ہے وہ اذان دیں گے اور مولانا قاری ولی صاحب گلاسکو سینٹر مسجد کے امام جو ہیں وہ ماشاءاللہ نماز پڑھائیں گے مغرب کی So all the brothers are requested to please stay behind, even the sisters upstairs. The food has been prepared for you, so no one's allowed to leave. Otherwise, you know we have the shutter. Yeah, in front of our main gate, we have the shutter. We'll put it down and lock all the you know gates and all the you know doors, fire exit doors. We can lock them and no one's allowed to leave until you eat, inshallah ta'ala. Jazakumullah aaj kar sakte
الله أكبر الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
أقيموا صفوفكم واعتدلوا وتراصوا وسدوا الخلل Straighten the saf, standing shoulder to shoulder and making sure our heel is on the border. Jazak. Allahu Akbar. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا
والتين والزيتون وطور سينين وهذا البلد الأمين لقد خلقنا الإنسان في أحسن تقويم ثم رددناه أسفل سافلين إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات فلهم أجر غير ممنون فما يكذبك بعد بالدين أليس الله بأحكم الحاكمين
الله أكبر
سمع الله لمن حمده
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر
الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين قل أعوذ برب الناس ملك الناس إله الناس من شر الوسواس الخناس الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من الجنة والناس
الله أكبر
سمع الله لمن حمده
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر
سمع الله لمن حمده
الله أكبر
الله أكبر
الله أكبر
الله أكبر Thank you.
As-salamu alaykum wa rahmatullah. As-salamu alaykum wa rahmatullah. اللهم انت السلام منك السلام تباركت يا ذا الجلال والاكرام اللهم عنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك. And also make dua for Muhammad Mota Bota, who has sadly passed away. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant him highest maqam in Jannat al-Firdaus. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make his qabr a garden from the gardens of Jannat al-Firdaus. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also give sabrun jameel to the entire family and accept all his a'mal. Rabbana atina fi dunya hasanatan wa fil akhirati hasanatan wa qina adhaban nar. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun wa salamun 'alal mursalin walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.
Jazakumullah, please read your sunnats now and nawafil, and then brothers are preparing food. Inshallah that they will be placing the food on the dastarkhan, the dining sheet. So all the brothers are requested to please stay behind and have food inshallah. دسترخوان لگا دیں, اوپر بھی دسترخوان لگا دیں اور کھانا نیچے لانا شروع کر دیں. جزاکم اللہ. ولنٹیئرز جو بھائی ہیں وہ جتنے بھی ہیں سارے اوپر چلے جائیں اور سارا انتظام شروع کر دیں. جزاکم اللہ.